But the legal path just took Trump back to the truth that I had won the election and he was a loser. Well, so knowing how his mind works now, he had one act left, one desperate act available to him, the violence of January the 6th. And since that day, more than 1,200 people have been charged for their assault on the Capitol. Nearly 900 of them have been convicted or pled guilty. Collectively, to date, they have been sentenced to more than 840 years in prison. And what's Trump done? Instead of calling them criminals, he's called these insurrectionists patriots.
Well, I just thought that was amazing. That's President Biden bragging about how many people have been arrested, imprisoned, and how many years they're all serving. 184.7 collective years by all these people. He's very happy about that. And that's where we're going to start the show today, because today, in the next few episodes of Sandy Rios 24/7, we're going to revisit where we are now on January 6th. The prisoners, where are they? What's happening? What's the latest? How can you still help? Are things better or are they worse? Well, this is what we're going to talk about, and I hope that you'll stay tuned. First, I want to remind you that you can call us at 662-821-2040, or you can write me at sandy@afr.net. You can find us on Facebook at Sandy Rios 24/7, at Twitter, or X, whatever we call it now, at Sandy Rios Tweet. You can listen on any podcast platform. AFR.net is our home base, and you can listen for sure on my website, which is sandyrios.com. You know, we talk about preborn a lot here because I believe in what they're doing. So grateful. And because we believe in their mission, and it's really simple. Their mission is to save as many babies as they can from the clutches of abortion through ultrasounds and sharing God's love, because they do that with moms. And if the dads are involved, some of them are sometimes, they share God's love. They share the message of salvation, the message of forgiveness. It's really important for women who have been through this. It's really the only healing if they do decide to abort their baby and someday later wake up and find out that they really did take a life. It's not just something insignificant in their womb. And so they bring that whole message, the full story. And that's how they help women usually make the right choice when they show them the ultrasound. I say usually. It's over 50%. Some say 60 or 70%. Depends on the stat. But we would ask you if you would consider donating to Preborn. It's $28 for one ultrasound, just $28. And you can do, you know, give as much as you are able to give. Go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy. Hi, this is Sandy Rios, and I miss you in the mornings. But now I'm hosting a podcast, Sandy Rios 24/7, which is available at afr.net and sandyrios.com. Well, I finally finished that book. God's Velvet Hammer chronicles God's call in my life, from a small town girl to Berlin, Germany, Radio Moscow to North Korea to Washington, D.C. I talk about Sasha Girl. That was my disabled daughter. I talk about I've Got the Music in Me. That's a chapter on my music life. Lost in India and Other Adventures is hilarious. You won't want to miss it. I talk about my sweetheart, The Blessing of Bruce. And then a mysterious chapter called My Green Face and the End of It All. Oh, I think you'll enjoy it. Like the Apostle Paul, these are my shipwrecks and my adventures. All for Christ and His kingdom. God's Velvet Hammer is available wherever books are sold. And remember, Sandy Rios 24/7 is available at afr.net and sandyrios.com. We have the privilege of talking to Tim Rivers today. And Tim has been, he was an IBM executive who has spent the last nearly 3 years of his life doing everything he can to help the J6ers. He's done some incredible things, and he's going to catch us up on some of the incredible stories that have come to his attention on today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.
From American Family Radio, Sandy Rios.
We are not called to be nice. We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
I think the most important thing we need to demonstrate to our children is genuineness.
that we actually believe what we say we believe.
A longtime Fox News contributor, Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
Seek justice, not social justice, but God's justice, what's right and what's wrong.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association,
a pro-life radio talk show host.
We've got to say this is the line. Life is sacred.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
3 years ago tomorrow, we saw with our own eyes the violent mob storm the United States Capitol. It was almost in disbelief as you first turned on the television. For the first time in our history, insurrectionists had come to stop the peaceful transfer of power in America. First time. Smashing windows, shattering doors, attacking the police. Outside, gallows were erected as the MAGA crowd chanted, "Hang Mike Pence." Inside, they hunted for Speaker Pelosi. The House was chanting as they marched through and smashed windows, "Where's Nancy?" Over 140 police officers were injured. Jill and I attended the funeral of police officers who died as a result of the events of that day. Because of Donald Trump's lies, they died because these lies brought a mob to Washington. He promised it would be wild, and it was. He told the crowd to fight like hell, and all hell was unleashed. He promised he would write them. Everything they did, he would be side by side with them. Then, as usual, he left the dirty work to others. He retreated to the White House. As America was attacked from within, Donald Trump watched on TV in a private small dining room off the Oval Office. The entire nation watched in horror. The whole world watched in disbelief. And Trump did nothing. Members of his staff, members of his family, Republican leaders who were under attack at that very moment, pled with him, act, call off the mob. Imagine had he gone out and said, stop. And still, Trump did nothing.
Okay, so there's the inspiring words of our Commander-in-Chief Joe Biden on the anniversary of January 6th. So it's been about a month or so, a month plus. Of course, there's so many lies in that. I'm not quite sure where to start. I think I'd do a whole show if I just stopped to dissect the things he said. I would just say the gallows, for one thing. Turned out we can't even figure out who put that there. It was not, you know, a massive. Somebody planted that there, and there wasn't a massive move to hang Mike Pence. That was a lie. The other thing is, no police officer was killed in that. Brian Sicknick died of natural causes. And actually, as I understand it, Brian was actually a supporter of the people that were there in support of stopping the count until the electors were better determined. There's more to say about that. President Trump, of course, did tweet out to go home peacefully, go home. And Twitter took it down immediately. So those just three things I thought I would mention before we talk to our guest. Tim Rivers has been our guest many times. He's a hero to me. Tim was an IBM executive. After what he learned about January 6th, took it on himself to help in any way he could. Tim has been all over the country doing everything he can to provide practical help and creative help for the people who have been charged, the American citizens who've been targeted and charged, maligned by the press and by this president and by our government. For their participation, exercising their free speech on January the 6th of 2021. And so Tim Rivers joins me this morning, and I'm always happy when he does. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Sandy. Thank you for having me on. You know, you were just saying, I listened to this speech by Biden, and I have no words. I mean, how many lies did he cram into 2.5 minutes?
And that's just part of it. It was actually on C-SPAN. There's a whole bunch of it. We have to listen to more of it so we can, you know, like go to school and see what you remember from from the truth, to see what you can catch him lying about, because that is what he's doing. So, Tim, after these now 3 years, what are we, 3 years, what's your perspective on all of it? Has it changed?
I mean, are you sensing now that perhaps you were wrong? Maybe there was some malfeasance on the part of the guys that attended and women? Or are you more, I don't know, what is your perspective now?
My perspective is we're in the middle of the giant dumpster fire. So the truth of the matter is, no, my opinion has not changed. If anything, it's gotten stronger, I think, from constant association with these individuals, hearing their testimonies, taking their words and delivering them to the American people. And what I keep hearing over and over again from the mainstream media is a double down, an all in, because if the truth ever really reaches the majority of the American public, and I think it's actually happening. I don't think they've been successful in completely holding the wall intact. The consequences for the people who have done this, who have committed treason, who have violated their oaths, who have lied to the American public, who have placed themselves above the good of the American people, the consequences will be grave. That's a nice word. And I believe that's why you continue to see this pogrom. Well, over 1,400 people are now indicted. I have well over 340 people imprisoned. Many people still remain, like Jeff McKellop and Jeffrey Brown, who are both veteran Green Berets, decorated war heroes, still awaiting trial for these January 6 charges, almost 3 years. Actually more than 3 years, but almost 3 years since they were rounded up. And this is something that the American people doesn't hear. And they tell these things to you in letters, that those who will take the time to write to them, Sandy, as I'm sure you've done. You had, I just got a couple of letters back from the gentleman, Joseph Thomas, who we know as Pi Anon, who began this national campaign for patriots to sing with the prisoners every night at 9 o'clock. He just had to remand into prison for a good long time. And so it's constant pogrom. I guess that's a good word for it, right? It's very yes. Stasi-like. Yes. It's all about making you and me and the American public afraid. It's all about fear mongering, and that's why they have to continue it. That's why Joe has to talk. You know, it's the worst thing since Pearl Harbor, since 9/11, since Krakatoa. The hyperbole is just overwhelming. And those who have not taken the time to seek out the truth or to listen to the words of these men and women, they don't know any better.
Well, the other thing that's an enemy to the truth. It goes without saying, Tim, is the suppression on social media. My husband and I were having lunch a couple of weeks ago. We were sitting outside and struck up a conversation with a couple next to us. You know, we were enjoying it very much, but it turned somehow. I think they asked what I did, and maybe I told them, and then they ask about J6, and they were just so filled with scoffing. They couldn't believe it. And even though they knew Bruce was a former FBI agent, they had no regard for his opinion on that because they thought they knew. And I thought to myself, well, I'd like for them to know something different, but where would I tell them to look? If they Google it, they'll never find anything that you and I know. Yeah. I mean, so that's never. Where we are. They won't look in the sources. I told them Epoch Times. Oh, they said, that's a terrible outlet. We won't trust that, you know. So, you know, this is why people are ignorant, because they, first of all, they choose to be ignorant, and they've already made up their minds. And that's true of many in D.C. as well, by the way. But
well, we've tried to remedy that. We tried to create a lifeline to the prisoners, to people like Felicia Conald, who I know you just recently speaking to, and my vice president of Tag C just interviewed her. You can find that at j6patriotnews.com. Learn a little bit more about who these people really are, and you begin to see how the fallacy, how the villainization that people like Joe Biden and Fox News and other people have placed on these people has contaminated. Really, I mean, where can you find an uncontaminated juror in this country now, 3 years later?
That's
and
true.
And yet we continue to arrest people and try them without ever having an opportunity, really, to have the truth heard. Do you know in a D.C. court of law, when you're brought in for picketing and parading and staying on, you know, grounds when you were told to leave, which nobody was, do you know that when you try to use your First Amendment right to speak to your representatives, the judge will not allow you to use that in your defense? Do you know when you complain about the unwarranted search of your home and the destruction of your private property without ever presenting you a warrant? Do you know that the judge won't allow you to talk about that? Where this, these are things that are, they are basically a middle finger to the Constitution of the United States. And in my opinion, my only contract with this government is on that piece of paper. And if they won't play by those rules, why should I? And so we took these letters and we started trying to give them to America through, you know, through Telegram at first. But now you can find us on almost any social media platform. Look for J6 Patriot News or the American Gulag Chronicles. And when enough of these letters from these supporters who'd been writing to these men and they'd been writing back to them through the Patriot Mail Project, we started collecting them. And they got so many of them that we had to get outside of, as you said, the social media censorship. And so we compiled them into books. The first book covered pretty much the DC gulag, which many people will not understand how what an uninhabitable facility this was that they put these patriots in, and what it remains to this day to be really not a very good place to be. And we won't even talk about the abuse of the guards or anything like that. I'm just talking about just purely habitation, living conditions, clean air, clean water, toilet facilities, things of that nature, fresh air, sunshine. All of these things are denied. And so we documented that in that first book with letters from 35 of these men. And it's, the first book was called Letters from Prison. And it was really very hard to read because like you've done with interviews, you begin to hear of the horror stories that are going on and how these people's lives and their families have been destroyed, and all for a political motive, not for anything that they actually did criminal. That book was well received, but it was very hard to get through. And we figured maybe this will do it. Maybe America will read these letters and help these people and wake up to the truth and become vocal with their representatives again, you know, pick up that old telephone and call that number at 202-224-3121 and ask to speak your representative. Such an easy thing to do. Heck, it's a free call, but people weren't doing it. And we hope these letters would drive them to become vocal again, to begin saying what they thought about this, whether it was American or not, whether it violated the tenets of our Judeo-Christian faith and our ethics of our Constitution. But largely, America has been silent. And so we had to have a second book.
Well, before you jump into the second book, let me just, because we can't assume that people listening now know all that we know, Tim. So just some highlights in that DC gulag. They were guarded by Nation of Islam guards who would not even let them have a Bible. They couldn't have a chaplain. I tried to intercede on that. And I'm telling you, I got nowhere. People could not visit them. They would not even get to see their attorneys. Then they started actually hiding their mail, because we did generate quite a bit of mail through PatriotMailProject.com. We used to talk, I used to talk about that a lot on my morning show. And so then they began taking their mail. They had putrid water. They couldn't get good medical care. They were just was like a prison camp we read about in Vietnam. You know, this, I don't know that John McCain's imprisonment was much worse, except minus the torture, except even some of them were injured by the guards by being beaten. So this is how bad it was. I don't know if it's still as intensely bad, but it's still bad, as you said. And most of these guys were business owners. They were former military, policemen. These were patriots. I'm sure there are exceptions. But for the most part, they were patriots who went to that Capitol on January the 6th, who took their time, spent their own money to go and say something is wrong with the election. Please, House of Representatives, please, Senate, please stop and consider these states are asking you to let them settle their disputes before you accept these electors, Vice President Mike Pence. That was what the motive was. President Trump said, go peacefully over to the Capitol, peacefully. That's what he said. So it's the myths that have applied themselves, Tim, I think have to be countered almost as often as we can. And so that's why I wanted to state that. So the American Gulag Chronicles was the story of so many of those men, powerfully told. And that's still available, right?
Yes, Letters from Prison. That first book, and you can find both books at lettersfromprison.us. All the proceeds, we are a 501c3 organization. All of the proceeds are tax deductible and the money goes to help the prisoners and their families. So I urge you not only to preserve this little piece of history, hide it under your bed if they happen to win the election this time around. And if they don't, then you take it out and proudly read it at your Bible class or read it at your local gathering or even have a sit-down party with it, because these letters were written for America. They might have started coming to me and to the other people who were writing to them, but eventually they started coming in as dear patriot family, dear American patriots, dear America. And you can read these letters. I really urge people, if you don't think you understand what happened, again, go to j6patriotnews.com, go to our Letters from Prison and educate yourself. You can't get better intel than the person who actually was there, who experienced it, who was involved in it. I think that's that's the most reliable type of truth you can find.
I think so too.
The second book tried to do that, Sandy. And by the way, you're in the acknowledgments on the front page of this book because you did so much to help us get the word out. And you've been such a vocal supporter of not only liberty, but of these men and women who went for liberty that day. And so the second book was called Art of Confinement, because after 2 years, these people have developed they've developed skills that hopefully you and I would never want to develop, but we might need them in the very near future. And so they've tried to teach us things through their letters. And that's why the second book was called The Art of Confinement, because they have figured out how to master creativity, how to master persistence and gratitude, overall, how to master faith, unity, tenacity. These are the titles of the chapter in this book. And it really opens with exactly what you said at the beginning. It reinforces everything that you said at the opening. And that is this. This is the introduction that Webster defines it as the body of real things, events, or facts. Truth does not care how things appear or look politically, or whether its genuine reality harms or benefits another in its appearance. It simply is truth. But history, now that's a created record of events, and it is at best a poor second cousin to truth. This book is a collection of truth. It's expressed in testimony, artistic images, stories, and even poems, all telling the story of a dying light of freedom, of a persecution of birthright liberties, of a weaponization of the powers of justice, and of a desperate hope for a national resurrection of the republic. Turn this page and enter a museum of truth and witness the sublime art of confinement.
Wow, Tim, that's just so powerful. And
it's
just so powerful.
It's nothing. I wish I could write as these men write, because, you know, I heard a part of your conversation in the background. You know what happens? These letters that they send us encourage us. Here we are trying to uplift them and encourage them. And the letters have the exact parallel effect on the people who write them. The people who get these letters back, we are uplifted, we are encouraged, we are energized, because see this injustice.
I totally agree. I totally agree, Tim. And with that, is there a letter that you could read to us as an example of what you're talking about?
Absolutely. I'm going to read you Kyle Young. Now, you'll bear in mind this letter was written in May of last year, and so they were entering their second year of confinement. Kyle Young is an amazing young Christian man, family man, just super nice guy. And so I'll just read his letters. I found that the letters say so much more than I could possibly tell you. This is written by Kyle Young, May 30th, 2023. Dear Barbara, thank you for writing me. It's nice to know that people are still thinking of us. It gives me hope that they will not keep doing this to people. They got 1,000 or so of us now, and I say people get it. I hope all is good with you. I sit back and think how hard it has to be some days for you. Things happen in life that I just don't get. Like a month or so ago, my old cellie OD'd and passed. I'd roomed with him for 2.5 months, and I moved out because of the things that he did. And some days I think, if I did not move out, could I have saved him? but I say no. It's sad. He was only 36 years old, and he was going home in 6 months. And things like that, they happen here all the time. I try not to think about any of it. I just pray for them and move on. What can anyone do about it? Now I write big because some people have told me that they were old and could not see well, so I'm just writing everything big. I do have 20/20 myself. But I do thank God. He has a plan for us. I do think he would want us to do something too. How bad wins is when good people sit around and just let it happen. And I know God has a big part in things too, but we have to play our part too. What to do is the hard thing to know. I pray and I think a lot on that, what to do. I have 4 more years to think on it until I come home. It feels like a lifetime. Yes, they are getting bold with the indictments. I think a lot more is going to happen, too. It's just the start with things. I have a feeling things are really going to get bad with him. Sad, so sad. I don't see how he's going to make it back into office, but you never know. It is all up to God. I try to plan my life after this. I think of outside of here. I don't want to end up like the people here. Most of them really are not good people. It's so sad what goes on in here. I can't wait to move to Montana. I have big plans up there when I get out. I was moving when the FBI picked me up. But that's life. Things happen, and you just got to move on. So how are things going with you, and what kind of plans do you have for life? With that, I'm just going to end the letter. I hope all is good with you, and I will pray for you now. Kyle Young, J6POW.
Oh, Tim, that just leaves me without words.
This book is filled with letters like this, people. I'm sorry. You're going to cry. You're going to want to throw and break things. You're going to want to pick up the phone and call your congressman at 202-224-3121 and scream into the phone, let these people go. Sorry, Furious Tim just made an appearance.
That's all right. I'm furious too, Tim. I've spent the last almost 3 years furious about this and hurt and just trying to do something about it. Most furious to me has been Congress, as you know, trying to get them to act. There finally, in this iteration of the Congress, are some Barry Loudermilk, even the Speaker of the House, who actually finally dare to say and try to do something about what's happened to J6ers. But Louie Gohmert is gone. Others are, you know, there's just so many problems that people are distracted right now. And there's this, the Senate, that's a whole other issue. There's a few champions there. You know, I'm hoping that with different Senate leadership, there may be some changes there. And you can be sure we'll be trying for that in Washington. But Tim, I just think this is great. And by the way, if they want to get The Art of Confinement, The American Gulag Chronicles, there's part one, which is the letters from prison. Part two, The Art of Confinement. What a beautifully, beautiful way to word that. It's just a breathtaking, really, Tim. You just did an art, speaking of art, an artful job. If they want to get that, how could they get it again?
Again, you can start with lettersfromprison.us. That'll take you straight to the book. The books are not cheap. I'm just going to tell you right off the bat, they're $45. A lot of people go, wow, that's a lot of money for a book. This is a beautifully illustrated coffee table book, but the reason it's for that dollar value is because all of the proceeds from the books go to the prisoners whose letters you see in there, as well as many others who could not be represented. We are a social welfare organization focused on prison reform and focused on political prisoners, not just the J6ers. You're going to be surprised at how many political prisoners we are rounding up in America today. People who showed up at abortion clinics, people who were outspoken at their school board meeting, people who showed up to basically stop drag queen shows for children. These are the people that these J6ers are meeting in these prisons, in these jails. And they keep telling you in these letters over and over, Sandy, do something or you're next.
And so it is true. History has shown us that. Anybody that pays attention to what happened during Nazism, what happened during the Soviet Union, what happened in China, people, neighbors tell on each other like they have on J6. I think I read that something like 60-70% of those arrested this past year has been from neighbors and friends reporting them or seeing their Facebook posts. That's how sick this is, and this is how far we are sliding down that to that path, and we just can't do this. So so J6PatriotNews.com, J6PatriotNews.com is where you can get these books. But also, what else can they find there? Just Patriot News, I'm guessing. News about prisoners and others? Yeah.
Absolutely. Up-to-the-date information about January 6th. Right now, we're having some issues. They have actually started construction above the unit where all the guys are met in D.C., and they're basically jackhammering and banging and doing things through the night so prisoners can't sleep. There's ways for you to get involved with that. We have calls to action, but you'll also, the most important thing that we do at J6 Patriot News is we let you hear what the prisoners have to say. Visit our interview page, listen to all the shows that we do. We do a Freedom Friday show every week where we have prisoners and defendants on to talk about what's happening to them and the entirety of the J6 tragedy, especially the families. I could do a whole show on the destruction of families here, the intentional civic death that's being imposed on good Americans. But you can find everything out there. Listen to the interviews, read the letters. Every time letters come in, we immediately post them here so you can read up-to-date letters as they're received by their supporters. And there's so many ways to get involved. People always ask us, what can we do? Not only can you buy the book and or make a donation at lettersfromprison.us, but on our front page, as you go down, you're going to find tons of organizations and groups, people like Sandy Rios, who are in this fight for real, and they all need your support. They all need volunteers. They all need you to help spread the word. These are very easy things for you to do, and as I keep saying over and over again, here's a free telephone call you can make to tell the people that you hired why they aren't doing such a great job. That's 202-224-3121. Ask for your representative and tell them what for.
All right, Tim. Tim Rivers, a champion, a hero. And Tim, I just hats off. When all this is over, we'll have to, I don't know, go out and have pizza. I don't know. Just I think we'll be on our knees thanking God, actually. But I thank you for all that you've done. You've really given us strength and courage and information that we wouldn't otherwise have to know how to fight. So J6PatriotNews.com for the American Gulag Chronicles, both parts, Letters from Prison, The Art of Confinement, and then, of course, J6PatriotNews.com for stories and videos that will enrich your life. It'll upset you, but it will make you want to do something. And when you do something, trust me, that's the best therapy for fighting this kind of tyranny. Tim Rivers, thank you so much, and God bless and keep you, sir. Thank you.
Bless you, Sandy.
All right, Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7.
This is Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
You know, abortion really is going to take front and center in this next election. There's just no question about it. And I think that we have a battle. Those of us that believe life is sacred are in... It's harder now for us to make that case than it was because of the activism of the people that want to, that love death more than we love life sometimes. They've made it very confusing on in vitro and other things, and so people are not going to be as clear. And young girls... You know what they're learning in school. They're not learning the truth about the life of a baby. And they're saturated. They are they're indoctrinated. And so with that, I think the very best way to save the lives of babies right now is through preborn, because it bypasses all of the politics. It bypasses all the regulations and rules, the laws. It goes right to the mother, shows them the baby, and then most of the time, truth just kind of breaks through and they decide to keep their babies. If you would like to help preborn, it's $28 for one ultrasound. That's it. Just go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy.
I probably don't have a lot to say right now. I need to process for a little while. I'm actually still shaking a little bit. I don't like what I just went through. I don't like the deliberate humiliation that they put me through. There was no reason to do that. There was no reason to march me into a courtroom in leg chains today. There was somebody there answering for a felony, and they weren't in chains. My charges are misdemeanors. It's mind-boggling. But that is, unfortunately, the type of selective persecution that January 6th defendants are facing. And ultimately, what we are looking at here, and probably the only reason that many of the January 6th defendants have had to go through what they've had to go through, is because of what I've talked about so many times and what I've written about so many times. It's called scary words. It doesn't matter if it's Stuart Rhodes. It doesn't matter if it's the grandmother who chanted USA, USA in the Capitol. It's the scary words that were said. If you don't say the right thing at the right time, and comport to the right narrative, that's what they're going to do, is they're going to come after us, and that's exactly what's happened. It's not these charges have nothing to do with my behavior at the Capitol. These charges are reflective of what I said before and after my speech, what I thought about things, what I joked about. That's what this is reflective of. And so that's what we're up against right now. We're not quite Canada yet. You know, we don't have Pierre Trudeau wanting to put people in prison for life for hate speech. This is the beginnings if we don't stand up against it.
That's the voice of Steve Baker. Steve is a reporter for The Blaze, and just this week or recently, over the last few days, Steve, oh, his crime is he was there on J6 reporting for The Blaze. He was reporting. He helped create a video that tells the story about J6 for The Blaze, which is, of course, Glenn Beck's outlet. Then he's been talking about it all this time. He's also been one of the key people reviewing all of the video coming out of the Capitol. That's Steve Baker. That's his crime. And so the FBI called him in. They told him, by the way, to report to the Dallas office. They told him to wear shorts and flip-flops. That's what they told him to wear. Well, he didn't do that. He went in a full suit. My understanding is that he's a real gentleman. I don't know Steve personally, but you heard him talking. He's not exactly a radical, you know, overthrowing the Capitol. And yet he's being charged. I don't know what with. But they did the perp walk with him. They took him into jail as though he's a criminal. As though he's a criminal. This is where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And so that's why I commend to you things like, you know, The Blaze has a great video on J6. So does the Epoch Times. Epoch Times has updated theirs, and it is powerful. And I hope that if you haven't seen it, you should, because I'm sure this is something you could share with your friends, with people like we met at the restaurant, who are completely sold out to the narrative that they've heard for the last almost 3 years. So many people are like that. And so I just ask you if you would help us get the word out. It's going to take you and me, right? You and me, it's going to take you sharing this show today, our time with Tim, to wake them up and help them to know what's really true. If you'd like to call us, if you have a different view, call 662-821-2040 or go to sandy@afr.net. You can go to sandyrios.com and listen to the podcast and find out other things, or you can listen on any podcast platform. I want to thank you. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart to listening to the truth here today on Sandy Rios 24/7.